This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. Rehab programs for drug and alcohol addiction in some cases put clients to work as part of their rehabilitation. An investigation by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting shows these workers often don't get paid and are sometimes put in dangerous situations. The authors argue these arrangements are illegal. Laura Starcheski, a senior editor for Reveal, who reported on the story, says her team identified at least 300 rehab facilities in 44 states that require unpaid labor from participants. She estimates at least 60,000 people per year have gone through these programs in recent years. She joins us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by just describing the arrangements at these rehab centers?
Sure. Well, typically people walk through the doors of these facilities expecting addiction treatment, and instead they are sent to work for no pay or for pennies on the dollar, either at businesses that the rehab owns or at private companies and sometimes large corporations that I'm sure your listeners have heard of, like Shell, also Walmart, Tyson Foods, Williams-Sonoma. What tends to happen is that people give months and years of their life to programs like this, but they don't get the actual treatment that they need. And they're left with psychological scars or physical scars. And then they have to, in the good cases, find their own way into recovery.
The conditions at these jobs, can you describe them?
I mean, we found rehab participants picking cotton and pecans at a farm in Georgia and building luxury high-rises, doing construction in the San Francisco Bay Area. We heard many examples of rehab participants being sent out to do work that they were not adequately trained for, dangerous work like climbing oil rigging in Louisiana or doing electrical work without adequate training. And we heard about injuries and even deaths on these job sites.
Are these programs voluntary? I mean, could, if someone feels like they're being taken advantage of, could they just walk away?
About a third of the programs that we looked at accept people who are court-ordered. So that would mean this is someone with some kind of criminal charge hanging over them, and they're ordered to complete a rehab program like this in lieu of jail or prison time. And if they don't succeed, then that's what's hanging over them, a possible prison sentence. So in my mind, that's not exactly a voluntary situation.
So the argument for these programs is that these folks participating would not be employable otherwise. They're offered room and board for free, maybe offered counseling. I mean, does that count as payment?
It doesn't. The Fair Labor Standards Act is pretty clear on this, that even if someone is getting some kind of treatment and room and board in exchange for their work, they still need to be paid a minimum wage.
If that is the case, how are they still doing this?
Well, we found that the majority of programs are not licensed or regulated. State regulation of rehab facilities in general across the U.S. is inadequate. And federally, it's really up to the Department of Labor to enforce the Fair Labor Standards Act. But we've just found a handful of cases where the Department of Labor found violations in rehabs over the past couple decades.
And how many of these centers are there?
We've found in almost every single state, rehab facilities are sending people to work without pay, and the minimum number of people that we found is about 60,000 a year going through programs like this. And
wow.
I'll just specify that that's a conservative number because the vast majority of programs that we reached out to did not want to disclose the details of exactly how they operate.
Are there any stories you came across in your reporting that stand out to you?
I mean, there are so many examples. Our team talked to hundreds of people to report the story, and there are people who have happy outcomes and people with not so happy outcomes. One of the main participants we focused on is named Chris Kuhn. He lives in Louisiana. He went to a program called the Senecor Foundation for about 18 months and was made to do really hard labor, like shoveling rocks, throwing bags of mulch, welding, something called rod busting that's incredibly physically difficult and dangerous. And he gave 18 months to this program. He was court-ordered to go there. He never received any of his wages, and when he eventually left the program, he was able to get into recovery on his own by getting on a daily medication. He had an issue with using opioids, and he got on a daily medication called Suboxone. And a couple years later, he's stable, just moved into his own place with his fiance and their kids, and is doing well.
Laura Starcheski is a senior radio editor for Reveal. This reporting is from American Rehab, a new podcast serial from Reveal and the Center for Investigative Reporting in partnership with PRX. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for your time.